Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What the conversation was like pre-bye week. How Mahomes looked in the first 5 or 6 weeks. The national,
a lot of interceptions.
The national narrative. All these picks. And he's not playing great. And by the way, that was all fair. That was all true. But what has gotten lost is how well he played from, I would say, week 10 on, week 9 on, and led this team to a 15-2 record. So now that we see the complete regular season picture, how do you guys view Mahomes' season overall? It wasn't an MVP season. I don't think anybody should be making that case at all. I think that would be being a little too much of just a blind homerage saying he should have been.
I'd always argue that it's not as far off as some people would make it seem.
Not an MVP type of season.
But agreed.
But the second half, he showed once again, though, why he's consistently always going to be one of the top quarterbacks in this league, even when we perceive the entire year or the early portion of the year as being bad at times.
So, It was bad. I don't even think there's any way to sugarcoat it. If you go back and look at their schedule, funny enough, it was actually the easier part of their schedule, too. Their first 6 games, they faced 2 total playoff teams. That's it. 2. Yeah. Just the Baltimore Ravens and the Atlanta Falcons and the Los Angeles Chargers. Falcons missed. They were close. Falcons missed. They were close. Since he missed, they were close. Saints were never close. San Francisco was never close. 2. That's it. In the final remaining stretch of games, they played a bunch of playoff teams over and over and over again, and he was so much better. If I had to aggregate his season as a whole, I would call it a league average season for him. Not a league average to the rest of the quarterback. I would say when we get in the pantheon of things, this is like floor. But not floor in a negative way. If this is your floor, think about how great you have to be. He's going to have close to 30 total touchdowns or right around there. He had 4,000 passing yards. He ended up finishing middle of the pack in the NFL in interceptions gold. He didn't finish top 5 or top, like, there's so many quarterbacks who had more picks than him. He threw exactly 2 interceptions from week 8 on in the regular season. And both of those were in the same game, which means 7 of the last 8 games he threw 0.
He was 7th in passing yards in the NFL total. And it's funny because some of the names in front of them include Baker Mayfield, Geno Smith, and Sam Darnold. So, like, if I just would have told you, and you know, what the hell happened? But they all had they all had pretty good years. But you're on that, and then touchdown number wise for Mahomes, if
sure,
we're just
top 10.
Overall ranking, absolutely, he's got 26 of them. Burrow, Jackson, Mayfield, Goff, Darnold, Nix, Allen, Rodgers ended up in front of him. He was 2 off the pace from jumping 2 spots, by the way. And then, the interceptions, there was a point in time where I can't remember who put out.
He was leading the league.
They're like, oh, he's going to have the most interception. Like, that's not going to hold.
Oh, for a former MVP, that was the stat, the dumb stat that said no MVP has ever the following year led the league in
interceptions. He wasn't close to top 10. He ended up with 11 picks. You had Kirk Cousins and Baker had 16. Baker's in the playoffs. Geno had 15. Darnold's in the playoffs. Goff's in the playoffs. They had 12. Bo Nix in the playoffs. He had 12. Like, C.J. Stroud had 12 interceptions. He's in the playoffs. Like, so plenty of these playoff quarterbacks had 12-plus.
Here's how I view Patrick Mahomes' season. I can't for the life of me, even if you made me go back, explain to you why he was playing such bad quarterback for the first 6 weeks of the season. He was healthy. And look, some of it could just be Kingsley Suamatiu was a starter for 2 of those games, 2 and a half of those games. And then Wanya Morris was a starter for the other ones. And then they started to maybe start experimenting a little bit more about the possibilities. Because in the 10 games since then, there's a demarcation for me. The first 6 weeks, weeks 1 through 3 or 1 through 6, and then 7 through 16. The final 10 games of the season, listen to these stats and tell me that he had a down year. Try to honest to God tell me, just because you looked at the end of the season stats, that Patrick Mahomes wasn't the same. The final 10 games of the season, he completed 67% of his passes for 2,500 yards, 20 touchdowns to just 3 interceptions, and a 98 quarterback rating. That's what he did for the final 10 games. At a small sample size, that's a huge chunk of the season. There's just a clear line in the sand for when he turned it on. And he would have been a 4,500-yard passer and a 35-touchdown passer and pretty much pasted all of those things from week 7 on when they finally started to at least handcuff themselves from what was awful offensive line play. This goes to coaching a little bit because we talked about this with C.J. Stroud.
It coincides with Worthy you know, coming on strong from week 10 on, too.
That would have been, maybe 3 weeks after that, the start of the stretch I just gave you. Here's what truthfully happened is they're so well-coached of a team that even those problems that hold back bad teams or mediocre teams for the entire year, they solved it. Caleb Williams was sacked a bunch this year. C.J. Stroud was sacked. They had bad offensive lines. So did the Chiefs. The Chiefs had bad tackles, not a bad offensive line. The Chiefs were able to fix their problems to the point that it made Mahomes dangerous again. And in the final 4 weeks, and look, I could, you want me to make him look really good? I could go from that point that Worthy came on gold, and then they really started to figure things out. Because then Mahomes took it to an even higher level. If you wanted to say weeks 1 through 6, and then I separated the middle part of the season when they're like, well, we're trying to figure this all out, 7, 8, 9. And then I just told you the final 7 games. Well, then he had 1,700 yards, 14 picks, and 2 interceptions. And he had a over 100 quarterback rating. He was great. I'd say he had a really nice year. Not a bad year. Not an excellent year. He just had a really nice season.
He had a nice season. And outside of Kansas City, I think people would be like, oh yeah, he did have a good year. If you were to go and just ask, you know, pick a fan base in some of the markets that are in the playoffs, like, what do you think Mahomes? He didn't have a good year.
Like, and I get it. It's easy to look at some of the guys who threw for like a gajillion touchdowns, like Jared Goff. Didn't he have like 35 or 36 or something? So he threw for more yards by a lot, more touchdowns by a lot. His team also won 15 games. So, you know, he had a better year, right? Hypothetically than what Patrick
ultimately
had,
though, how's he going to perform in the playoffs, baby? That's all that matters.
You know what's funny about Goff is
all that matters there.
If you had asked me earlier, if we re-ranked the quarterbacks in the entire NFL and just redrafted, right? Zero is whatever, and you're the Chiefs and you get whatever. And I got to pick 10th and we're going to go in order. Shouldn't Goff be taken in the top 10? Nobody ever wants to talk. Shouldn't he be taken like the top 7? He's been to a Super Bowl. He's on a 15-win team. He came to Detroit when they were the worst team in the NFL. He won 3 games. Since then, he's won 9 games, 12-5, 15-2, and they had the number 1 seed. He has thrown for over 4,000 yards for 3 straight years. He is averaging 34 passing touchdowns a year over the last 3 years. Yeah. Isn't Jared Goff a top 7 quarterback?
Yeah, we're going to talk about the playoff quarterbacks tomorrow on the show a little bit more in detail and just kind of where the playoff QBs are. But to answer your question now, I was going back to, we joked about, I was going back to June to find my preseason list.
Did you find it?
Year started, I had Goff 13th. So when you're asking, is he 10 now? Yeah, I mean,
well, he's way higher than 13.
Yeah, so he was 13 before the season for me.
Did you see mine in there? What did I have?
This was just on my own notes app. I don't have yours, unfortunately.
What was the date of the rundown off
June,
my mind?
June 15th was when I made the list. I don't know if we did it that day.
Yeah,
I had
Goff as 14 on my list, at least that I got right now.
Okay. So 13, 14.
These notes.
The funniest one still as I'm looking. Well, for something like this, I did just because I talked about this on another show too. So it was an exercise we were doing. I had to make it on the fly on
this
on
list
the
is really
show.
Bad. I had 2 at 10.
I had 2 at 16th.
I had Trevor Lawrence.
He's not even 16th right now.
I had Trevor Lawrence at 9.
I had Trevor at 11.
9?
Adam 11. Woo. You had top 10. 11's not good either.
Holy crap.
The biggest miss I had probably,
Aaron Rodgers at 8.
I had Mahomes 1, Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4. I'll stick with that right now.
You said
still.
The 14th? That's when you did this?
Oh, God, June 15th.
I'll have to go find it.
Herbert was 9. I still would keep him there. I know a lot of you think that's crazy, but I would still keep him
there. I had him at 13. So. I would say he's higher than 13 now.
Stafford was 7, and I still think he's in that category. Like, if... Anyway, we're going to talk more about the NFC play and AFC playoff tomorrow with QBs. But it's interesting.
How about Jalen Hurts? So I had Hurts at 4.
I had Hurts at 8.
And I feel like he's still around there because when he's played well. It's just the fact that
he's on the number 2 seed.
My biggest whiff is Dak at 5. So he got hurt this year too. That didn't happen.
Injury. It's like that kind of changes the calculus a little bit. But he was pretty bad before he got hurt. But just because a quarterback got hurt, didn't feel like I should they should tumble down the list. You know, I was never a big Lawrence guy, but I'm sure I had Herbert probably around the range you did. But Goff was probably in that same range too. I probably had him like 10 to 15. I think it's kind of inarguable he's like a top eight quarterback based on the way he's performed. He's been to, like, how many quarterbacks, dead serious, how many quarterbacks starting in the NFL right now have even been to a Super Bowl? Let's say in the NFL, it's like, what, seven? In the playoffs, it's like three, four, maybe?
Oh, just in the entire NFL that have started in a Super Bowl?
Me? I don't know.
Rodgers, Mahomes, Burrow, Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Goff, Stafford. That's seven, unless I double-dipped.
Okay. I think you double-dipped.
Oh, did I say
you said Rodgers twice.
Sorry. Okay, so six, and we're missing somebody else. I think.
You have Purdy, right?
No, I don't have Purdy. Sorry, there's seven.
Purdy.
There you go.
Purdy.
Purdy, seven. I think that... covers everybody.
Okay.
I think it's seven.
I think it's seven, unless there's someone.
And like Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he ain't going to leave that long. And Russell Wilson's team's not going to last that long. So, I mean.
Well, and Aaron Rodgers' last Super Bowl appearance was when? 20.
Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo. Excuse me. No. Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm sorry.
Because then I got to include Flacco. And I'm not including Flacco.
Flacco's not in the league this year, though, right? Or is he still on the backup of the Colts?
He started the final game of the season for the Colts.
I guess he is. Let's throw him in there. He counts, too.
Oh, he counts. My goodness.
He absolutely counts.
Flacco.
What about? Yeah, he counts, man.
Someone said you can argue Goff is better than Lamar. Goff over Lamar.
Okay.
I don't think so. Sorry. From the 913.
I have officially, like, Lamar has officially moved up my list to three.
The guy has won back-to-back MVPs, and you can make a case should win it 3 years in a row.
My stat line is insane this year.
My official so top good. Four, which are all in the AFC.
Did we say Jalen Hurts? Someone added that one and forgot about him. Damn, that's eight. There's eight. Oh, there's okay. eight or nine.
My official
eight starting quarterbacks currently. Yes. Okay, well, unless you want to include, that means we have 10, though. If you include Flacco and
I was just going quarterbacks in the league that started in the Super Bowl. But
okay, so it's 10 then.
Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow would be my top four quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Oh, so you have the same four.
Yeah. Lamar used to be fourth for me. I used to have Burrow higher. I used to have Burrow ahead of Allen.
You flip Burrow and Lamar.
Burrow's moved down. He used to be second on my list. He's fourth now. He's
still 1A, 1B for me.
That's Mahomes and Allen are clearly 1 and 2. I don't know how you can argue anymore.
If Lamar Jackson was the MVP again this year, what are we? They've both been to one AFC title game, and one guy has three damn MVPs. Are we kidding?
I don't know how Burrow can be two. I'm sorry.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, not on my. I mean, Joe.
I think he's 1B, but okay.
He can be.
He doesn't even think he's two. He thinks he's one. He thinks he's 1B. 1B.
1B.
Again, what is up with this? It's like not you.
He ain't 1B.
What's up with Cincinnati? Like, again, everybody else, like, what's 1, 2, 3, 4? And like, well, 1B. And like, well, the playoffs weren't fair. We're going to have a petition. What's up with.
We'd like to be Cincinnati to be playoff team 7Bs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Cincinnati, the best 9-8 team in NFL history. Joe Burrow is technically MVP. Technically, like, what are we doing with all these qualifiers? Whiny little you-know-whats out of Cincinnati.
He would have an MVP if they made the playoffs.
Hang on.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Not true. He wouldn't have, though. He wouldn't have won.
In fairness, I am not a part of the petition group. So please do not put me in that category.
You better not be.